Sairam, dear listeners, it was indeed a very heartening presentation by Sai Prasad. Thank you, Brother Sai Prasad, for giving us an insight into how the Mandir, the Shivam Mandir in Hyderabad, was inaugurated by Swami, and how the people of Hyderabad were blessed with the divine darshan, sparshan and sambhashan of our dear Lord. And now it's time for us to get back to the regular Vedam tutor. For this week, we have the last episode of the talk given by Mr. Maunish Vyas during the two-day workshop held in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantinilayam campus, on the topic relevance and the need of revitalizing the Vedas. Dear listeners, this will be the last part of the first talk given by Mr. Maunish Vyas. And over the weeks to come, we will have the regular Veda chanting, Veda learning. And after a few weeks, again we'll get back to the talk given by Mr. Vyas. Over to Mr. Vyas.
A comes from the kantha, E comes from the talu, U comes from the oshtha. Then these are mixed. So, I have told you, A plus E, A plus E, and E plus A is equal to Ya, Va, U plus A is equal to Va, so all those combinations come. So, Ishat Sparsha, now there are two more streaming sounds which are known as Hk and like you have a sound known as Vijandhanuh kapardino vishal yobana vagum uta. A visarga plus ka becomes a that is known as a jihva muliya. That jihva muliya is just only so much. For example, in Sanskrit you have the word dukkha. The non-Vedics will speak as dukkha, which are double kha. That is wrong. In Vedas you cannot say, so you have to say dukkha. Dukkha. That visarjaniya has to come. Otherwise you have not represented the visarjaniya. Your audio is wrong. So similarly, a visarjaniya plus ka and visarjaniya plus kha is equal to kh. Then visarjaniya plus pa and visarjaniya plus pa is equal to f. The English father. But you cannot make it fa because there is no akar in it. Like namaf prapathyayacha. Namaf prataranayacha. So, visarjaniya plus pa becomes a f. It is known as upadvaniya. Upadvan means phuk, the blowing sound. So these are the special sounds. Now come back to that first chart. Earlier one. The count I had given, no? Yes. So 16 vowels I have covered. Other consonants as under 25 sparsha from ka to ma covered. 4 antasthaha, known as semi vowels, yara, lava covered. Then 6 ushmanaha, they are sha, ha, sa, ha. How also there is steam coming out, although less. And then uff, and then ha. But here there is no steam, it is a jiva muliya. Then we have anuswara. Anuswara is from the first one, nga, nya, na, na, ma. And na and ma have starting values, means they have words starting with na and ma, but the first three have no starting words. They have only that sound. That's why they are anuswara. They follow the preceding or the succeeding word. One visarjanya, that is ha, namaha. Then nasikya. One nasikya is that pure nasal sound. Don't close your lips and say, like sanskrita, samsara. Then one alakara. And now the three gumkaras. This is only in Yajurveda. Whenever a anuswara comes before sha, kha, sa, ha and a, a, e, e, etc., it becomes a gum. Ganana antva ganapati gum hava mahe. It came before a ha, it became a gum. In Rigveda, the same line is ganana antva ganapatim hava mahe. And Kanchi style will become ganana antva ganapatim hava mahe. No gum. So that gumkara occurs only in the Yajurveda, and this gumkara has got two more sub-classifications. if it occurs before a yukta akshara, that is joint akshara, then it becomes a gg or a g. Like for example, sarvalinga sthapayati pani mantram pavitram. Sarvalingam sthapayati, the stha is a yukta akshara. Before stha it came, so it becomes a gg. And similarly, if you say a long single g, pashugishtagishchakreva yavyana, again stha and shchakre, they are yuktaksharas. Before that the gum has come, it becomes a g, but the prior to that there is a long vowel, dirgha, pashu, so it becomes a single g. So pashugishtagishchakreva yavyana, so it is classified as a separate sound. So one original gumkara and two subdivisions, that is gg and g. And the last one is yama and swara bhakti. Yama I have still not understood. I have read many books, but they give examples which go over my head. They say yam ram lam vam, it sounds like bijaksharas. And some people have given entire from ka to ma as yamas. Kam, kham, vam, vam, all these are yamas. What they are, I have not understood. Swara bhakti comes in everyday life. Sahasra shirshan devam vishvaksham vishvashambhuvam. So any repha or rakara which comes before a ushmanaha, that is sha, sha, saha, it gets converted into a r for Rigveda. That is known as a swara bhakti. Bhakti means division. Swara bhakti, it becomes a swara. It becomes a swara. Repa, normally ra is not a swara. So why does it become a swara? Sahasra shi rishan devam, that r is raised up. And it is separated. Otherwise you cannot chant it. If you mix it with the succeeding sha, it will be in the same sound, the same swara. So then, that half ra has to be chanted anudatta, more lower than the previous one. That r, extended r, becomes a swara bhakti. Then varshamisha vaste bhyodasha prachi, that varsham, you don't say varsham. Varshamisha vaste bhyodasha prachi dasa dakshina dasa pratichir dasodichir. So that half ra has to be elongated and set below with a swara. So that is why it is swara bhakti. The repha or rakara becomes a swara and is chanted either high or low. It occurs only in the Yajurveda. Swara bhakti I have not found in the Rigveda so far. Plus you have other sounds like a and o. Like you have no rock and you have rek. Those sounds are in the Samaveda. In the Samaveda those sounds are there. Then in the Shukla Yajurveda they will say a half kha instead of a sha. Like they'll say, swastinaha puha visvavedaha swastina starkhyo arishta nemihi. So instead of puha, they'll say puha. And the kha is also not enunciated clearly. It'll be half kha. So that is another sound. So then that the sounds totally will go up to 70. If we count all these, you know, half sounds and in all the other shakhas. But in our, what is followed in South India, the Krishna Yajurveda and the Shakala Rigveda, there are 61 sounds. Cover all 61 sounds. Now, are there any sound related questions that you have? Because this covers your entire chanting. If you are chanting the sounds wrongly, you are not chanting the Veda, you are chanting something personally. Of course, Swami will like it because you are doing out of love, but one day you have to become perfect, no? Because you want to merge with Swami and Swami is Mr. Perfect. So, someday you will have to become perfect. So, yes, sir, ask, please. Yes. Ha, yes, I've heard them.
One of the last not known in one line is like the Lakshmi, and the next line is like the
entry
is in the Devil.
Yeah, Ara. It occurs in the Samaveda. In the Jaimini Shaka, that sound occurs. Yes, it is there. That occurs. In Kanchi Paramacharya, Periyava has mentioned it. That Ra occurs in the Samaveda. The Veda was not written, sir. The Veda was written recently, 1400 years back. And the Jaimini Shaka is even today unwritten. It is only oral. And there are only some now 11 teachers of Jaimini Shaka. After they die, the Jaimini Shaka will die. And that contains this sound which you are saying. That is the sad state we are in. We are about to lose the Veda, entire Veda itself, one whole Shaka. That Jaimini Shaka has that sound. And Swami has praised the Jaimini Shaka to the skies in the book Satya Sai Vedavani. Swami says the Jaimini Shaka is much more profound than the Kauthuma Shaka. Kauthuma Shaka has been revived by people from South India. The last living person was in Gujarat, in Jamnagar. So in 1962, Kanchi Periyava sent three students to him. They learned the Kauthumi Shaka from him, and today in Tamil Nadu alone there are 300 Pandits. But Jaimini Shaka, there are not many Pandits. There are only some 50. And out of 50, only 10 are teachers. And out of 10 teachers, only 2 are teaching. So what will happen to the Shaka only? No. That Shaka has the Ra sound, that same sound which you said. The third Ra is, I cannot pronounce it because I am not used to it, but I know the sound, what you are saying. So in Krishna Yajur Veda and Rig Veda, that sound is not there. And the Ra is not there in the Krishna Yajur Veda at all. It is only in the Rig Veda. But we are covering what is chanted in South India. So that covers these sounds. So any question referring to sounds? Loudly. In the script, different publications write it differently. I know one fellow for that, they will, you know, like one Chandra and Ulta Chandra beneath it. Something like that. Then one in one book there is the equal to sign for that. There is no uniformity. Like, I will tell you one thing, you know, you have Avagraha Chinha. In the Rudram, you have a S. That S means a hidden A, correct? In North India, that S means a comma, where you have to stop. Wherever there is a A in the rules, I'll cover that tomorrow. Tayanastanu vashanta mayagirishanta. Where is the akar coming? I'll commit to it tomorrow when we cover some chanting. So whenever there is a A, pure A, you have to stop one matra. So that stop in North Indian books is represented by the S. And in South Indian books, that S is representing akara. So depends on the publication and the shakha you are studying. So there again, there is no uniformity. These two sounds are differently represented by different people. And in South India, it is understood that you know the sounds and they are not represented at all. They are written as visarga only. You are supposed to know what is that visarga. But in some publications, they are actually written as that equal to sign and one, two chandras and one underneath each other. Any other question? Because this is the most important, the sounds. If you have got the sounds correctly, you have got the Veda correctly. Ultimately, the Veda is a string of these sounds in the right order. If the sounds have been pronounced correctly, your Veda is correct. And the major areas of mistake is this R. No, that R for Rishi and Sha for Shatkona. Those are pronounced generally wrongly. There is one Sha used for all Shas, and there is, they will say either Ri or Ru, which is wrong. So there you have to see what sound you are producing. So any questions regarding to sounds? And any questions in general, because then my topic for today, whatever is on the agenda, is over. So now it's a general question answer session. Yes, sir. Loudly. They are different, means they are not the same. You say that sound loudly on mic. Give me the mic. Tamil. It's very different. It sounds different. Tamil and R. It's quite different. Give him this. Just say the sound. Just say it.
Tamil. Ra is pronounced, I'll tell you how it is pronounced. It is, the tongue is folded and it is taken to the bottommost part of the mouth and it is just grazed over the upper palate.
Ra.
This Ra. In an upper arc kind of thing, it is just.
Ra. Tamil. Tamil. Ra. Ra. And this is R. Tongue is brought to the hair. R. Two are different sounds. Even they sound different.
Sir, I have one more question, sir. Sir, I have heard some pandits chanting this Trayambakam. Generally, how he says, Trayambakam Yajamahe. Some pandits, they fasten up during this Trayambakam Yajamahe.
So that same thing is Trayambakam Yajamahe. See, you don't say Trayambakam Yajamahe because there is a sandhi. Before a year, there is a nasal sound. So you have to say Trayambakam. The word pada is Trayambakam Yajamahe. That way. So three plus ambakam becomes Trayambakam. And then the ma becomes a nya because of following ya. So, Triyambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushtivardhanam uruvarukam ivabandhanan mrityor mukshi yamamrtat. See, Tri Ambakam, the same thing. Dhinama Vitriyavatu, not Trayavatu. And Triyavishchame, Triyavichame, same sound. It's not Triyavishchame, Triyavishcha, not A, it's A, Iya. E plus A is equal to Ya. That's why in Devanagari it is written Ya. Triyambakam, you have to say fast. Triyambakam Yajamahe, but actually you can say slowly. Triyambakam Yajamahe, Sugandhim Pushtiva, but E plus A. The E should sound, you cannot say A. Three is three, Ambakam means eyes. And for that to know, you have to know the pada. If you know the pada, then you will never make a single mistake. If you don't know the pada, there are mistakes which are bound to occur. So shall we close for today? Yes, what will happen if you chant wrongly? Like I said, if you are charging money, dakshina, and making a living out of chanting, then you cannot chant wrongly and get away with it. You will have to pay for it, karmically. Either you will get some disease or something. But if you are doing it for the love of Swami and for the love of Veda, and simply because your Guru has told you, then nothing will happen. Then mother will not say, no, you don't know the tune, I will not give you milk. Mother will give you milk, don't worry. The day you start charging money for doing karma kanda, you have to be very careful, you have to be 100% perfect. Then you can do it and live 100 years. Satamanam bhavati sata yuvpurushasyata indriya ayushyeve indriye pratijivati. That way. So if you adhere to Veda, then Veda will give you full life, quality life. But you cannot make mistakes there. You can charge as much money as the yajamana is willing to give you. The Vedic ideal is yatha shakti yatha mati. Normally a pandit does not demand money. The yajamana gives money yatha shakti and obviously yatha mati according to his buddhi. He will give money. So if you are taking money, then you have to chant perfectly. But if you are doing it for love of Bhagwan, chant. One day you will become perfect, so don't worry. Means you are not making some great papa. You are doing it for reviving the Veda. And as long as you are doing it for the reviving of your Veda and for your Guru's word, all forgiven, nothing, no problem. Of course, many people will chant, Yadaksharapadabhrashtam matra heenantu yad bhavet. Now, if you learn that sloka perfectly, what is a matra, what is matra heenam, then this all comes. What is akshara, what is pada? Yadaksharapadabhrashtam, I don't know this by heart, so correct me. Yadaksharapadabhrashtam, akshara and pada brashtam. Pada means, in Sanskrit, you have a swara. You know, namaste rudramanyave e uto utote e ishave namaha means the padas have swaras. The padas are not just break up of the word. They have swaras, and when the words combine, the swaras change. That is known as swara sandhi. So pada contains a swara. Yad akshara pada brashtam. Brashtam means corruption. Matra heenam means matra may be long, lengthened or shortened. Heenam means shortened, but it includes both. Matra heenantu yad bhavet. Then what is the next line? Tat sarvam kshamyatam deva, sarvam kshamyatam, please kshamyatam kuru, deva, saishvara namostute, then visarga mindu matrani. What is visarga? I just now discussed, visarga versus her. How to distinguish between a her and a visarga? Visarga bindu matrani, bindu is that dot. Whether it is a nga or a nya or a na or a na or a ma or a hmm. There are seven sounds, or the gum, gg, agg, nine sounds of that one dot. What they are, you should know. So, visarga bindu matrani, pada pada aksharani cha. One pada becomes a pada. Pada is quarter. Four padas make one rick. Pada pada aksharani cha. Akshara means kakha ga. Pada pada aksharani cha. Nyunani cha atiraktani. Nyuna means shortening, atiriktam means lengthening. Nyunani cha atiriktani kshamasvasa ishvara. Then, aparada sahasram. Whatever. So, aparada sahasrani kriyante harnisham maya. Day and night I am doing thousands of aparadas, that we all do, because we speak and kill germs, we walk and kill germs. For that, the Pancha Mahayajnas have to be done every day. It's simple, so it's we talk and kill germs, we cook and kill germs, we do jhadu and kill germs. For that, the Pancha Runas, that is Rishi Runa, Deva Runa, Manushya Runa, Bhuta Runa, and Pancha Yajnas, those, you know. The Pancha Yajnas have to be performed every day, for then you are forgiven, then that is expiated. That we'll discuss later.
Dear listeners, it was really an educative and enriching talk by Mr. Maunish Vyas. For all of us in the Sai family who have started learning the Vedas, by the inspiration given by our Lord Himself. It's indeed very, very necessary to know all these important points to make our chanting better. With this, we come to an end to this week's Vedam Tutor, and in the coming classes, we shall start learning the Chamakam. After a few weeks, we shall again get back to the second talk given by Mr. Maunish Vyas in the two-day workshop on the relevance and the need of revitalizing the Vedas, which was held in the Institute Multimedia Center in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantralayam campus. From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live proceedings of the Vedam and the Bhajans from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Sai Ram, and happy listening.